सदाशिव निराकार, ओ आनंद के सागर तेरी महिमा अपरंपार। मेरे परम पिता परमात्मा, मेरे परम पिता परमात्मा, सदाशिव निराकार। परम पिता परमात्मा, सदाशिव निराकार, ओ आनंद के सागर तेरी महिमा अपरंपार, महिमा अपरंपार, तेरी महिमा अपरंपार।
ओम शांति, गुड मॉर्निंग। आई एम श्योर फ्रॉम टू डेज विच यू हैव बीन हियर, यू मस्ट बी एंजॉयिंग द एनवायरमेंट ऑफ साइलेंस, द एनवायरमेंट ऑफ स्पिरिचुअलिटी, सच अ ब्यूटिफुल गैदरिंग टुगेदर, लर्निंग, बीइंग अ स्टूडेंट अगेन। द स्टूडेंट लाइफ इज एंजॉयबल, यस। And you must be seeing in the left hand side we have this big hall, diamond hall. Simultaneously as we are having sessions of meditation here, we have some other sessions there. And that is our daily spiritual study which we have every day. And what we learn in the Brahma Kumaris is that if we enjoy the student life every day, learning every day from the Supreme Father who becomes our Supreme Teacher, every day we have a lot of spiritual homework. And as we start applying the spiritual insights in our daily life, we enjoy the experience of practically leading a life which has that inner lightness, happiness, especially in situations which are challenging. Yesterday we have understood about the self, yes, the spiritual identity. And this identity, for it to become a part of my lifestyle, because one is understanding that I am a soul and one is being aware naturally throughout the day that I am a soul, a peaceful soul, a being of light, a being of energy, a being of power. So that will require a little practice also. Yes? Now also maybe logically you understand that you are a soul, but what happens at the awareness level? I close my eyes and remember myself. What picture comes in front of me? The body, yes? The physical picture, the physical identity comes in front of me. So the awareness of the spiritual identity or the inner self is not so natural. So what do we need to do? We need to remind ourselves. We need to practice that. Just like a little child, we find at your young time when you were nurturing your children, the little baby, for it to recognize its name, how much time does it take to align itself with that name which you have given? How much time? Yes? How much time? From morning to evening, constantly every member of the family is repeating the same name, no, to the child. And it's only after a few days and few months that the child aligns itself. And as soon as a child aligns itself and responds to you on the name, you're so happy. And once the soul or the child has aligned itself with that name, then throughout the journey of life, do we need to remind ourselves of our name? No. If someone else is being called by the same name, the person has the same name, yet our attention is diverted. Who else has this name? So we find that it becomes so easy for us to align with ourselves, our name, our role, our responsibilities, that is the profile of this journey of life. And it's so very deeply merged in our awareness that every morning as soon as we get up, the profile becomes naturally available for us. We don't have a notebook somewhere written where we have all the details written, where we need to read every day. Well, this is what I am, this is what I do, this is what my family's name is, or this is my religion which I belong to. It's there in my awareness, naturally. So this is one journey of life. And what happens to our true identity, which we have learned yesterday? What has happened to that awareness? What has happened to that awareness? Yes? We find that we have merged that awareness. It's not so emerged any longer. So the more I'm aware of myself as my true self, the being of light, the child of the Supreme, the master of this physical kingdom, the physical self. So this awareness allows me to connect with the higher self, with the Supreme. And the first step of meditation is understanding myself, knowing my true self. The second step of meditation is knowing the Supreme Father, knowing the source of spiritual energy. Because we find yesterday, as you have understood, what is the nature of the self, the inner self? What's the true nature? My innate values? Yes? Peace, love, what else? Happiness. What else? Purity. Yes? Power. Bliss. Knowledge. So we found that these are the seven natural, innate, core virtues of the soul. The true innate essence, which Arunaben was talking about, the chitta, the pure essence, that's what I truly am. I was, I am, and I will always be. What happens to these virtues, this true nature, the primary colors of the soul? What's happening to them? Today, because we are not using them at our daily interaction level, in our daily response level, we are not using these virtues. So what has happened to them? Yes, what has happened to them? They're no longer accessible and available to us naturally. And what are the set of personality traits which are more available to us? Which are the personality traits which are more available to us? Yes? The acquired ones. Yes? The acquired personality traits. Because of the awareness of ourselves as a physical self only, which we in spiritual language call as body consciousness. Yesterday Arunaben was using this word body consciousness and soul consciousness for the fragrance of spirituality. Remember the exercise yesterday? You enjoyed it? Yes, you were there in the exercise, the meditation lab. And there we found that the awareness of the physical self, the body consciousness, it naturally connects us to these acquired personality traits, acquired behavioral patterns. A little bit of anger, a little bit of ego, a little bit of fear, some insecurity, some stress. And this nature which we say as our nature, becomes so easily available that we start believing that this is what I truly am. Yes? Yes? You started believing, no? That's what I am. And what do I want to be? I want to be peaceful. I want to be happy, I want to be calm, I want to be knowledgeable, I want to be contented. But now, yesterday's understanding of the soul reversed this awareness. So what I truly am is my original nature. And this nature has been given to me, shared to me. By whom? By my spiritual parent. My spiritual parent, my spiritual mother and father, the Supreme. Because this innate nature we find has been experienced as inheritance from the Supreme Father. Suraj Bhai was telling us this very beautiful thought which we give to ourselves, that I belong to the Supreme and He belongs to me. Yes? You've allowed this thought to remain in your mind, in your heart? Paramatma mera hai, Ishwar Pita mera hai, aur main unka hun. This thought remains in your mind? Yes? Emerge this thought, you know, many times, and you will feel that closeness which we have to the Supreme Parent. And we find that these virtues and qualities have been experienced as inheritance from Him. And so we find today, let's try to understand who the Supreme Father is so that we can experience this very close bonding with Him. Each one of us has a very beautiful understanding of God because we all have very deep experiences of Him. Yes? We all have some experiences which are very deep and very special. Yes? Would you agree? You can at least shake your heads. Yes? Okay. We have, each one of us, in a different way, in our own beautiful way, we have these experiences which are very deeply merged in our heart. And yet we find that remembering the Supreme Father is a little difficult for us. And that's why we always complain, whether in meditation or whether in prayer or whether in bhakti, we complain that our mind gets distracted. Yes? They're not able to focus. Now we find that wherever there is a relationship, especially a bonding as close as child and parent, as soon as there's a relationship, remembrance becomes natural. Yes, remembrance becomes natural. Who taught you to remember your parents? Who taught your children to remember you? Who taught you? Who taught your children? Was it taught? Becomes natural. Yes? You see a little child who has been born, even after a few days, you find that the child has such a deep bonding with its mother and father. As soon as you allow the child to go to a stranger, what happens? Especially when it's very young, what happens? It's not very comfortable, no? It's at this ease. And then, when it comes back to its mother or its father, what happens? So comfortable. So there is that bonding in which, in its own way, the child is remembering its mother and father. The child's physical sense organs are not yet developed. And yet there is remembrance. The little baby has remembrance of his parents very naturally. And yet we find that for us, when we talk about ourselves being the child of the Supreme, we still have this sweet complaint that it's difficult for us to remember our spiritual mother and father. Why is this complaint there? Because imagine if our child had come to us and told us that, Daddy or Mummy, I love you a lot, but I can't remember you. My mind gets distracted. I can't focus. Would we appreciate that? How would we feel? How would we feel? Yes? Because we find that where there is a relationship, especially of such closeness and love, remembrance has to be automatic. Has to be automatic. Yes? And so we find that what is missing? Because we find that we really have not been able to discover the Supreme Father as He truly is. And here, through Raja Yoga, the Supreme reveals to us His true introduction. so that it becomes easy for us to remember Him. Remember Him so easily, so naturally, so that throughout the day, this very strong bonding is experienced with our spiritual mother and father. And we enjoy that experience of companionship, enjoy that experience of love being showered to us throughout the day. That connection becomes natural. Jahan sneh hai, vahan yog hai. Jahan yog hai, vahan sahyog hai. So where there is love for the Supreme Father, automatically there is this remembrance. And there is this connection. And where there is connection, there is automatically an experience of companionship, of support, of help. And so we find that the Supreme, as He is revealed, we call Him the Supreme Soul, Param Atma. Now, Supreme Soul means He is supreme to all souls. So we have different type of souls, deity souls, Devatma. Remember deity souls? Those souls who have divine virtues and qualities, who are complete, who are perfect in their divinity. Yes, we were talking about divinity. Aruna Ben was talking about how virtues and qualities become divine. So those souls who have experienced that highest level of divinity, who are full of those divine virtues and qualities, are deity souls. Charitable souls, those who have done charity. Then we find those religious fathers, religious preceptors, dharmatmai. So many we find divine souls who have been able to give a message from the divine and become the leaders or the seed of their religion. Gautam Buddha, Mahavir, Christ, you know. So many religious fathers, religious preceptors. Then we have pure souls, we have elevated souls. There are many. Human souls are many. Supreme Soul is one. One. Yes. The word Supreme means one. And so we find that if the Supreme Soul is one, then He should have one true introduction. We call Him as Truth. God is Truth. You see, God is Love. There has to be one true introduction. We may remember Him with love in whichever way we feel connected. That's absolutely okay and fine. And we enjoy our own connection with God. But yet He has some true introduction which we need to know so that we can remember Him in that way and experience that energy and power flowing towards us. Till now what has happened is that we have, whenever we have spent those moments of prayer, joy in remembrance of the Supreme, we have found a little challenge in focusing our mind. Has that been there? Yes? It has been like this? The mind and intellect focus has been less. We get distracted. And we have been able to enjoy that experience of calmness, peace, strength, till we are in an environment of spiritual vibrations. Like maybe we are in a temple, we are in a mosque, we are in a church, we are in a gurdwara, we are in a meditation room. Yes? Till we are in that environment of those peaceful vibrations, those powerful vibrations, that environment which is created for silence, created for bhakti, created for prayer. Till we are in that environment, we enjoy that connection and we feel calm, we feel light, we feel positive. And as soon as we move away from that environment and come back into our daily activity, what happens to our state of mind? What happens? Yes, what happens? Yes, it gets affected by again those daily situations. We are not able to carry that peace, that power, that silence, that positivity back in our daily life. Is it important to carry it? So then we talk about meditation as recharging our spiritual battery. So it's just like when we charge our mobile, and then when we disconnected. I mean, we feel 2 hours is enough. It's got good charging. We disconnect and yet we find that the battery is low. That means there's a challenge. It's not being charged well. And so we find, let's understand the introduction of the Supreme as He has revealed so that we can reconnect and recharge these virtues within the soul. So that when we get back to our daily responsibilities, our daily life, our daily situations, we can use those virtues and qualities to deal with them. So when we talk about the Supreme as being Supreme Soul, there are some virtues or qualities by which the Supreme is unique, and that is why He is said to be the Supreme Father. The first one is that He is the highest on high. Sarva Unch Hai. He is the highest. So that is why whenever we praise Him, we think about Him, we remember Him, we compare Him to the ocean. We say He is the ocean of love, ocean of peace, ocean of power. So His virtues and qualities are unlimited in nature. That's why they say, Uncha Uska Naam, Uncha Uska Kaam, Uncha Uska Dham. His name is the highest. That is, we always praise Him. They say that if the whole ocean is taken as ink, you take all the trees as your pen, the whole earth is taken as paper and you write His praise, still it's not complete. But why is He praised so much? Uncha Uska Naam, Uncha Uska Kaam. There is some role, some responsibilities which He fulfills, which is very unique, which is very elevated. Which are the roles of the Supreme for which we remember Him? His divine acts? Yes? Because of which we remember Him? Yes, what is His role? Which is special, because of which we remember Him? Yes? Benevolence, yes, He is the benevolent one. What else? Kindness, yes. We find one most important role is the one who is the bestower of happiness and redeemer of sorrow. Dukh harata sukh karta. That is why we remember Him more naturally and easily in moments of pain, sorrow, stress, chaos, challenge. Yes? Even those we find who feel they are atheists, and they have a very difficult situation in front of them, what happens? In their heart, they remember Him. They say, Oh God, be with me. And so we find that this role of the Supreme Father as being the one who redeems our sorrow and bestows happiness is special, unique. He's a creator, the one who recreates the divinity in the soul. He's the one who is the sustainer, the one who sustains us. And so we find that because of these divine acts, He's said to be the one who is the highest. And His abode is also the highest. There is a difference of understanding of the name of God, maybe the form of God in different religions. Form, not so much, but name, yes. There's a little difference in the way different religions talk about the name of God. But when you talk about the abode of God, there's a consensus. Yes? We find that our Christian brothers and sisters, they also remember God as being the one who lives above, the Father above. We find our Muslim brothers and sisters, when they pray, when they speak the namaz, where do they look? Where do they see the Supreme? As above. Find our Hindu brothers and sisters, Upar Wala Jane, the one above, knows everything. Yes? Scientifically we understand that this world is a globe. What is within the globe? What is within the globe? Yes? Minerals, lava, that is all within the globe? Yes? And so any existence of a world is beyond that? Yes? And so beyond the globe is the sun, moon, stars, space. And beyond that is that world of silence, the world of light, the supreme abode, the higher abode. And so we find that all of us in all different philosophies and religions, we've talked about the Supreme as being the one beyond, the one who stays above. And so he's the highest of all. The second is that he is said to be the one who knows all. Sarvagya, the one who knows all. That is why when we don't know something, very naturally we say, oh, God knows. Bhagwan jane. You say that? You say that sometimes? Yes? Why do we say that? Bhagwan kyun jane? Why does God know everything? Why is he supposed to know everything? Yes? Yes? He is Supreme Father. What is? He is everywhere. Okay. He is Creator. Okay. Creator has the full knowledge of his creation. Yes? Some of you are the ones who have created your organization. And so, whatever information, insight about your company, who will be able to know better? You, because you're Creator. Some of you would be an artist. You see a beautiful picture and we feel, oh, you know, this could be the image for the picture, this could be the color, this could be the thought behind this picture. But who reveals to us the true information of the picture? The painting? The Creator, the painter. So we find that the Supreme Father is the Creator, and so he reveals to us the secrets of himself, the Creator, and his creation. And he is giving us this knowledge through Raj Yoga about the secrets of his creation. So he is the one who knows all. Sarvagya. Third, he is the one who is beyond all. Beyond all bondages, beyond all influences, beyond all limitations. Sarvopari. And that is why in Gita it is said that the Supreme Father, मैं अजन्मा हूँ, अकर्ता हूँ, अभोक्ता हूँ. The one who is not born, like a human being. Yes, because the human soul, as a soul, I come into a cycle of birth and death. Yes? Yes? We understand the soul entering the body, birth. The soul leaving the body, death. So, the soul has already entered the body, we are living this life, so we find that sometime or the other we need to leave the body also. Yes? You need to go also. You have a return ticket back. Yes. And so we come under the cycle of birth and death. The Supreme Father is beyond this. Because we come into the cycle of birth and death, we come into the cycle of karma and fruit. Karma or phal. Because we come into the cycle, we also experience some good karma, and so there is happiness. But if there is some bad karma, there is unhappiness. So the cycle of happiness and unhappiness. Janma maran, karma phal, dukh sukh. We come under the cycles. The Supreme is said to be the one who is beyond. He is the one who is the liberator, the guide. He is beyond the cycle. Now we talk about physics. And some of you would have an understanding of physics. What is the law of entropy? The law of entropy? Yes? It's about how a system, once it is created, it starts giving us some support. Yes, using that system, slowly what happens to the efficiency or the utility of that system? It starts decreasing. And there comes a time when now, the system has zero efficiency. And to rejuvenate the system, what do we do? What do we do? We connect it to an external source of energy. So that's called negentropy. And so we find that the soul also comes to a time where it comes to a stage of disalignment with its true nature. Yesterday we understood the soul. Yes, the mind, the intellect, the sanskars, they get disaligned from my true virtues and qualities. Disaligned from my true awareness. And so we need that higher source, that external source of energy to recharge the spiritual battery. And so the Supreme is that external source of energy, the higher energy, to recharge the inner self with calmness, with peace, with love, with purity, so that we come to that extent that these virtues become easily available and accessible to us. They become natural to us. They become easily experienced and expressed by us. And so the Supreme Father is said to be the one who is beyond. He is also the source of all virtues and qualities. Sarva Shrot hai. The source of all virtues and qualities of the soul. So anything we need at a physical level, we find that we can achieve that, or we have sources in the world, in the worldly situations or people or things around us to sustain and re-energize ourselves. Re-energize our physical energies, re-energize our, intellectual capabilities. But to re-energize our spiritual energy. So we all are spiritual batteries. Battery can support another battery for some time. But to recharge the battery, we need to connect with the source. So we find the Supreme Father is a source of every virtue and quality. And the fifth one, the most important thing, is that He is the one who is accepted by all. Sarva Manya. Very beautiful words in Hindi. Sarva Onch hai. Find Sarvagya hai, sab kuch janne wale, Sarvopari hai, beyond all, Sarvashrot hai, source of all, eternal source of all virtues, and Sarvamanya hai, the one who is accepted by all. Now when we talk about the Supreme Father, we find that every human being has that very strong bonding with Him. But we find that because different religions have different forms of the Supreme, there is a little bit of confusion sometimes, and little bit of what we feel as a difference of knowledge or difference of understanding in the form of the Supreme, difference of opinion. But if we go through a journey of different religions and different philosophies, we find that there is something very, very common, very uniquely common amongst all philosophies and religions. Let's take a journey. Let's take a journey first to Christianity. So in Christianity we find that Jesus talks about God as the Supreme Father. Yes, He says God Father, and He says, I am the child of the Supreme. I am the child of God. I am the messenger of peace. And that's why when He was put on the cross, what did He say? The courage to remember God and say, what did He say? Yes, oh, forgive them. Those people who have caused so much harm to Him, put Him on the cross, He still remembers God and says, oh, forgive them. Oh God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Yes? So that's the elevated state of mind of Christ as a child of God. But His connection with His Supreme. So He is also remembering His Supreme Father, God Father. And that is why He says God is light, God is kindly light. We have this candle which we take in the church as a remembrance of that light. He always said, I touch and pray, God heals. And so we have this strong connection which the Jesus has with the Supreme as the Supreme Father. And there also we talk about the Supreme as being light. Our Muslim brothers and sisters, Noor-e-Ilahi. What does that mean? Noor means light. The light of Allah. So there's an incorporeal form of remembrance. No physical form. No idol worship. No physical form. Incorporeal form of remembrance. Then we have the Sikh religion. Guru Nanak talks about Ekomkar, Nirakar, Nirvair, Satriyakal. The one who is the incorporeal one. Corporeal means Sakar. Incorporeal means Nirakar. Sakar means the one who has a physical form. And incorporeal means the one who doesn't have a physical form. Some people feel Nirakar means the one who doesn't have a form. Yes? But if the creation has a form, the creator has to have a form. But doesn't have a physical form. And so we talk about him as being the incorporeal one. The one who has hatred towards none, nirvair. The one who is the benevolent one. Who is the supreme father, the ocean of love. Father, no? So he is the benevolent one. Nirvair hai. Satguru Satri Akal, the one who is the supreme guru. Satya, the truth. Shri, the most elevated Akal, the one who is untouched by death. The soul is also Akal, the supreme is also the Akal. And so we find that there also we talk about the supreme as Satguru. And that's why knowledge is given the importance of worship. Guru Granth Sahib. Knowledge has been said to be the guru, the one who the guidance. And so that knowledge talks about the remembrance of the Satguru. And we find that we go through the religion of Jainism, we go through the religion of Buddhism. We find in both these religions, whether it is Buddha, the elevated one, the enlightened Buddha, or the enlightened Mahavir, always they are seen in postures of meditation. Yes, meditative postures, meditating with the higher self, the supreme, from whom they have gained that enlightenment. So when we talk about Mahavir also, we find that he had so many years of tapasya, so many years of intense tapasya, intense remembrance of the supreme, and years of that remembrance in the jungle, he experienced that power of being able to gain victory over his physical sense organs. That is why they talk about Jains as being Jai Jinendra. That is the one who has victory over his physical sense organs. And that is why they have been shown being beyond the physical cloth, the physical clothing. So beyond his clothes, because the body is also a clothing for the soul. It's a clothing for the soul, a costume. Yes, so when I gain victory over that costume, I go beyond it. And so the symbol has been shown as leaving the physical costume. Yes, gaining victory over their physical sense organs. And that's how we find that he talks about the path of non-violence. And then we find Buddha, Gautam Buddha, the enlightened one, his meditation with the Supreme, and he talks about the fourfold karma path. And we find that he also talks about how in every karma we are connected, we are meditating. That is why you have different forms of Buddha, no? This is sleeping Buddha, eating Buddha. That is, in every karma we are in a meditative state of mind. We are karma yogis. And so his connection with the Supreme Father is so deep, because of which he experiences that enlightenment. And then we have the religion, the Parsi religion. There also we remember whom? The preceptor Zoroastris. And so we have the fire temple. Yes? So there also there's light. Then we have the Jewish religion. Jehovah. Jehovah means again the eternal light. Moses is their religious leader. Talks about the Ten Commandments. He has his vision of the burning bush, the burning light, which gives him the power to write those Ten Commandments, yes? And so we find that if we go to a journey to different religions and philosophies, we find that the common understanding of the Supreme is as a father, as light, as energy, yes? Because the Supreme is the father of the soul, yes, you're sure? We all have different physical fathers. Physical parents are different. But yet we have a common spiritual mother and father. So he's the father of the soul. Now the child and the parent, what is common amongst them? Virtues and qualities could be different, but what is common is their form. Yes? Child and parent's form. A human being, this body, and so my physical father would be a human being. Yes? An animal also we find it's a horse, and then the parent also has to be a horse. Yes? Same form. So I am a soul, and so what happens to my supreme soul? My spiritual father and mother, he has to also be a soul. Same form. Yes? Being of light. Yes? But we find that though he is a being of light, bindu hai, lekin sindhu hai. Even as a being of light, he is oceanic in all virtues and qualities. So that's the most beautiful, we can find distinction between the soul and the supreme. Where the form is the same and yet he is so divine and supreme in all virtues and qualities. And he is our spiritual father and mother. And so when we see the supreme father as also like me as a being of light, ocean of all virtues and qualities, this awareness allows us to match the Supreme Father's frequency. And what happens to communication? Then it becomes easy. There's a natural flow of thoughts, there's a natural flow of communication, there's a natural flow of energy. Yes? So we need to match the frequency of the Supreme Father. Now, he is a spiritual mother and father, and if I'm aware of myself at a physical level, my awareness of my name, role, my religion, my background, my profession, my capability, my skill set, and I sit down and try to remember the Supreme, will I be able to match his frequency? No. So I need to match his frequency. So the awareness of the soul automatically allows me to reconnect to the Supreme Father, because he is a spiritual mother and father. What we find most important is that till now we have always had this relationship of a little fear of God. Yes? Remember Suraj Bhai talking about it? Yes? Having that little fear that if we don't remember him, we don't pray to him, we don't do bhakti, what will happen? He's there to curse us. Yes? And so we always were proud of saying that we are God-fearing people. No? And that has changed now, because he's our spiritual father and mother. So as a parent, as a father or mother, would you like your children to have fear of you? Would you like them to say, yes, I'm a father-fearing son or father-fearing daughter? No. The relationship on the basis of fear has no closeness, no? Has no sweetness. And so we find that here, we are able to experience this very close bonding with the Supreme Father and recognize him as our loving parent. And so we no longer need to have any fear of the Supreme Father. So now we are God's loving children. Yes? Sure? So we will always have this awareness that we are God's loving children. So no longer is there any basis of fear with the Supreme Father. Understanding. Knowing him. And if we say that he is our parent, he is our father, so what happens to that relationship? It's close. So till now we always said God is the higher one. He is everything. He is the master and I am the server. Now the relationship between a server and the master, and the relationship between a child and the parent, the father, which one is closer? Which one is closer? Child and the father. So we find that he is the master surely, but for me, who is he? Who is he? My father. Just like you could be the MD of your organization, you could be the president of some association, you could be any senior position in the world. But when you come home, or whenever your child talks to you, you are his dad. His father, his mother, yes, he recognizes your role, which is there, but for him, you are just his father. And so that's that loving bond which he shares with you, and he always talks to you as my daddy, dad, father. And that is why here we use the word Baba, that means father. And so we find that we also have the founding father. And so when we remember him, we say Brahma Baba. That is, the Supreme Father has made the founding father, Pitashri Brahma Baba, as the instrument for the beginning creation of this beautiful university, beautiful yagya, beautiful institution, beautiful thought process of recreating or changing the world. And so whenever we talk about the founding father, we always use the word Brahma Baba. But many times you must have heard this word Baba. You've heard this word Baba being talked about by speakers also, or people around you, the ones who are serving you, taking care of you, the volunteers. You say, Baba is with us. Baba is taking care. Yes? So when here we are using the word Baba, it refers to the Supreme Soul, the incorporeal Supreme Father, who's called as Shiv Baba. That's as he has revealed himself. The word Shiv, which means in Sanskrit, Shiv has three meanings. What is the meanings of Shiv in Sanskrit? The first one is the benefactor. That is why we say Shiv Shiv Bolo. That is, say everything with words of or thoughts of benefit. Be benevolent. The second meaning of Shiva is Bindu, point. Many times in business, when they have to put these numerical figures, they say Shiv Dalo, Dalo Shiv. That is zeros. And so we find he's also said to be the point. He's said to be the seed. And because his form, the point, his role, that is, he's the seed, he's the creator, he's a spiritual father and mother, he's a spiritual parent, and his qualities, he's the one who is the benefactor of all. Kalyankari hai. That's why he's revealed to us by himself as his name being Shiv Baba. And yet we find, because the father is the most closest experience which we have, we use the word Baba more. You know, you say Baba with love. And many times you must have heard this word Mera Baba. Mera Baba? My father. That experience of belongingness with the father. And where I experience that feeling of possessiveness with the spiritual father and mother. Because as soon as he belongs to me, what happens to remembering him? Becomes easy. Like your child feels, this is my daddy, my mummy. No? The child always feels that pride in saying, this is my daddy, my mummy. And so because the child feels this is my daddy, my mummy, he feels the closeness, the bonding with you. Yes? You're special and that bonding is very special. You have so many relationships with so many people in the world. Yet for your child, you are his father, my daddy. And so that belongingness and possessiveness brings that very strong bonding in a child and parents relationship. We share the same with the Supreme Father. And that is why we use the word Baba or Mera Baba. We share that belongingness and experience of closeness. Where if the Supreme belongs to me, then what happens to his inheritance? All his virtues and qualities, they also belong to me? Yes, they are also mine? Yes, are they mine? Yes. And so do I need to ask now? Do I need to ask? The child comes home and you are having maybe lunch or dinner or, you know, maybe just snacks with your family and parents are sitting and the child just comes. Does he need to ask anything? He will just sit down and have lunch with you, have tea with you. He doesn't need to stand in a corner and request that if he can have maybe a little roti or maybe a little snacks from you. He doesn't need to ask anything, no? Does he need to ask the child? A little child playing in the compound and someone asks whose car this is and he says, well, it's my car. So little and he says, this is my car. Why? Because as soon as a child is born, the inheritor is born. Varis ka janma ho gaya. He has a rightful authority over everything which belongs to his parents. Yes? So I, being the spiritual child of the Supreme Father, I have a rightful authority towards all his virtues and qualities. They belong to me. I am that. But he is the ocean of peace. I am a peaceful soul. So we find that now I no longer need to keep asking for peace, calmness, silence or any lightness from God. Yes? Till now we were so used to folding our hands in front of God and saying, Shanti do. We're asking peace from Him, asking love from Him, asking happiness from Him. We were doing that? Yes? So from now on, what do we do? We are not going to ask, so what do we do? What do we do? Yes, we remember Him with those virtues and qualities, and with that experience of the loving bond as a parent, we experience those virtues belonging to us. So I'm the child of the ocean of love. So I'm also truly a loveful soul who has good wishes, pure love, unconditional acceptance for every soul. Yes? So we find that these thoughts which we will emerge in meditation will allow us to feel those virtues and qualities of God within us, and we become together at the same level of frequency. And so the Supreme Father always sees us in a very elevated state of self-esteem. He wants us to be independent, spiritually, emotionally independent. Independent means independent, dependent on my own state of mind. So as soon as I raise my awareness through soul consciousness of being aware of myself as this being of light, as a child of the ocean of peace, automatically I experience myself also as a peaceful soul. Yes? I raise my quality of awareness of myself as the child of the ocean of love, so I'm able to allow this awareness to remain that I am also a being of love who has unconditional good wishes, unconditional acceptance for every soul, who is able to see the goodness, the value, the virtue, the quality of every soul and have those good wishes. Yes? Yes? So we find that this understanding of my relationship with God allows me to experience my own originality. And then I am able to remain in that very natural self-esteem throughout the day. So this awareness that I am a being of light, I am a being of peace, and experiencing that as my true nature, as my natural inheritance from the Supreme Father. And so that self-esteem allows me to feel very light and yet strong throughout the day. And so whatever happens, in my interaction, situations come, things come, people tell me something, some things I could do, something I couldn't do, some feedback comes which is positive, some is negative. All those experiences, I'm able to remain light. I'm able to remain stable. I'm able to remain calm, unaffected, and still able to contribute to that situation. Yes? So my very strong bonding and connection with the Supreme has to be experienced. And so we find that as soon as we have this loving connection with God, remembrance of the Supreme Father, naturally, it becomes easy. As we saw that, what does it take a child to remember its parent? It's natural. So this natural love for God. I remember this little story which one of our senior other didis always share. When they are talking about the understanding of God, it's about this little child. And this little child who's a little playful. And he's traveling with his parents, his mother and father, for the morning Sunday Mass, you know, in the church. And yet the child is playful. And so the parents say, you can play in the garden. There are the few children also playing there. So you play there. And after the Mass is completed, we'll take you back. And he's enjoying his play. And then amongst the time, he moves out of the church, in the outside surroundings here and there. And then he starts remembering that he needs to come back to his parents. And so he comes into the church, and by the time the Mass is already over, so people have already moved away. And so he finds the church empty, and he's very playful, and so he's curious to go inside. And when he goes into the inner chambers, he finds a priest there sitting and praying. And he said, priest, his eyes closed, with hands folded, and you know, saying some prayers. So he's a little playful, the child, so he also tries to imitate the priest. And after some time, the priest recognizes that, yes, there's some other child in the room, and so he opens his eyes and he sees the child imitating him. And he is a little firm and he says, child, this is serious. We are praying. And so you cannot make fun of prayer. And the child says, well, I'm also praying. And the priest says, well, what are you praying? The child is a little more playful and he says, well, what are you praying? First you tell me. And the priest is not very happy, and yet he needs to respond to the child. And so he, you know, recites some very, very important prayer from the Bible, which is a little complicated for the child. And he has those big words and all that. And then after the prayer is completed, he tells the child, now what is your prayer? And the child says A to Z, all the alphabets, A, B, C, D till Z. And the priest says, well, prayer is serious business. You can't make fun, child. And the child says, well, I said A to Z, and I told God that he can put all these letters in whichever way he wants, because all the prayers have these letters only. And so we find that childlike relationship with God, that openness and that natural feeling of love for God, is more important than how we sit down, the posture, the words, you know, how we actually do things. Behind all our rituals also, it's the essence of love and remembrance and relationship with God which is most important. And how will this relationship become strong? How will this bonding become strong? Where we feel God belongs to us, He's our friend, He's our loving companion. Yes? Yes? Connection. That is, the more we are connected, the more we talk to Him, the more we share with Him, the more we speak to Him throughout the day, what will happen to that connection? Become stronger. Now, you came into Shantivan for the program, I think 2 days back, no? It was, now today's Sunday, so you came on Friday? Yes, some of you arrived in the morning, late afternoon, and evening we had the reception. You met some new people? Yes? There are some one or two people with whom you have become good friends? Yes? Yes? You have good bonding with them? And then you are sure going to be connected with them when you go back also? So many people you've met. But why were you able to have this bond with those people? Those one or two or three or four? Why? Why? Yes? Like-minded, what else? More communication, more speaking together, sitting down and talking to each other, eating together, sharing together. The more time you spent with each other, you created a bond. Yes? The more you shared with each other, you created a bond. Yes? So how much time do I spend in my relationship with God throughout the day? How much time? How much time do I spend talking to Him, sharing with Him, speaking my heart, listening to Him? How much time? Yes? Consciously, mindfully. Yes? Yes, very less, no? Very little time. It's like an activity which we do sometime in the morning somewhere. And then throughout the day, we are connected to so many people and this and that. And so we find that because we have not spent time talking, sharing, speaking our heart, listening, we find that that bond is not so close, not so deep. And that is why we find it difficult to experience that connection. And we feel, oh, we have to sit down and remember Him. Concentration is not there, focus is not there. And imagine every time we tell God, as a parent, you can understand, we talk to Him and we say, oh, we love you a lot, but we can't remember you. Yes?
And so we find that the question is, what is our love for God, no? भगवान को मानते हैं, भगवान की मानते हैं. We love God, we say that we remember Him, we believe in Him, but we follow Him, obey Him. Your child says he loves you a lot, but he doesn't do anything what you say. He doesn't believe in what you say. What happens? Yes? So the love is on the basis of the acceptance of the guidance also. भगवान को मानते हैं, भगवान की मानते हैं. Our daily life, if we see, are we listening to God's instructions? Are we listening to His guidance? Are we doing as He wants us to do? Yes? Yes? We have to talk to ourselves, no? And so, when we find that experience of love and that relationship with God, we will start not only believing in Him, but also doing what He wants us to do. Following His guidance, following His instructions, following His daily guidance to me, which we call as Srimat, that is the elevated guidance from the Supreme, which allows us to respond to people and situations in a way in which we are able to accumulate punya karma, elevated karma. So every action, normal daily actions, if we are able to accumulate good karma, what will happen? The bank of our good karma will be very good. The account of our good karma, which will be very good. So whenever we have some challenges, that will be our support. So the Supreme Father is giving us that daily guidance. And so every day here, we have the spiritual study. Once you finish your course, maybe one more day tomorrow, and then you can go back to the local center and complete the meditation course. And then after the meditation course, there is some sessions which you can take separately from the sister or brother over there in the center, and then listen to God's daily loving guidance every day. That's a basis for transformation. That's a basis of experiencing that deep connection and love with God. And you will really enjoy every day that little spiritual homework which you will get, because that will help you to start practicing this understanding daily in your daily situations and responses. A wonderful student life where God becomes our teacher. He's also our friend, He's also our companion. That is why we have said in Bhakti, Tvameva Mata, Tvameva Bandhu, Tvameva Sakha, Tvameva, all relationships with Him. So as we start experiencing this closeness with the Supreme, we will start enjoying all these relationships with the Supreme Father. So as now we understand that He is also a soul, the Supreme Soul. As I am a being of light, He is also the eternal being of light. But as a soul, He is the ocean of all virtues and qualities. Infinite, unlimited, eternal in all His virtues and qualities. He is a Supreme Parent. He is an external source of energy to recharge our spiritual batteries. And so we find that this understanding of the Supreme allows us to now remember. And it's as easy as just talking to Him. Before we even start meditating and having this focus, we can at least start talking to God. Yes? Suraj Bhai told us to write a letter to God. Yes? 2-3 words. 2-3 lines every day. Yes? Even if you can write, it's good. Otherwise, at least in your mind, you can talk to Him. So throughout the day, keep talking to Him. Yes? Will you be able to do that? Here we have that every hour, that 1 minute. Just a minute, a little song, and that moment you again reconnect with yourself and the Supreme and allow His love, His blessings, His energy to empower you. But talking to Him is so interesting, and you really will be able to experience His frequency, because as soon as you talk to someone, that person's frequency starts influencing. Why do you want to talk to a friend in a time of stress? Because you know that His frequency will calm you down. So when you talk to God, what will happen? His frequency will empower you. Yes? So you'll spend time, moments to talk to Him. We'll just have a minute before we end for experiencing a talk with the Supreme Father. Just a minute. Allow yourself to disconnect from the environment. For some time, just leave everything aside. Sit straight, allowing your mind to become aware of seeing yourself as this beautiful light seated between the forehead. I, the being of light, the eternal child of my Supreme Father, my Supreme Parent, as a being of peace, I feel so light and relaxed. Through my mind's eye, I see the light of calmness and peace flowing in my entire body and the environment around me. In this calm state of mind, I travel to the world of silence. I take this journey beyond this world of sound to that beautiful world of light, large expanse of soft golden red light, the supreme abode. And here I reconnect to the eternal light, the light of God, my Supreme Father and Mother, the ocean of love, God's pure, unlimited love for me, allowing me to feel so loved and secure from within. God's pure love fills me with so much of happiness. I'm so happy to belong to my Supreme Father and Mother. I see myself as God sees me. Beautiful, pure, divine, and powerful. God's energy of peace and strength filling me with courage, with calmness, with inner lightness and happiness. And I know in my heart that God loves me as I am. I am His child, His victorious child, enjoying this deep feeling of love and connection and bonding with the Supreme Father, feeling light, feeling loved, feeling so secure and stable. I come back now to the awareness of this hall where I am. I gently come back to the awareness of my physical self. I come back to the awareness of my friends who are sitting with me here. Om Shanti.